Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Philadelphia, we got 13 days. That's our lucky number right here. 13 days until the most important election of our lifetimes.
Former President Barack Obama urged everyone to get out and vote yesterday, campaigning live for the first time for his former Vice President, Joe Biden. Obama sharply criticized the past 4 years under President Donald Trump, including the administration ignoring the pandemic plan they inherited, just, quote, making stuff up, unquote, every day, and the president's habit of amplifying conspiracy theories.
There are consequences to these actions. They embolden other people to be cruel and divisive and racist.
In a brief news conference, the FBI alerted the public that Iran and Russia have obtained voter registration data in an attempt to influence the U.S. election. They conclude Iran was behind deceptive and threatening emails recently sent to some Florida and Alaska voters. Their advice, be discerning and report any suspicious activity to the FBI. FBI Director Chris Wray assured voters that interference will not be tolerated.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Even if the adversaries pursue further attempts to intimidate or attempt to undermine voter confidence, know that our election systems are resilient and you can be confident your votes are secure.
Domestic actors are also attempting to intimidate voters. Their actions are being heavily monitored by law enforcement and good government groups. But threats of armed intimidators anywhere can suppress the vote, says Maria Teresa Kumar with Voto Latino.
The possible acts of violence in blue areas of red states for intimidation and more of a hodgepodge, not necessarily coordinated, just a lone wolf, sadly, of doing it and as a result, suppressing it across the country.
In Washington, D.C. and five other states, overall more early votes have already been cast than the total number cast for Trump in 2016. Kumar says the abundance of misinformation, especially online, makes many voters worry about their ballots being counted.
We're already seeing that disproportionately people casting ballots are in the African-American community and the Latino community that are casting ballots, standing in line because they are so concerned.
Senator Mitt Romney, a Utah Republican, said he voted early, not for Trump, though he didn't share his vote. Retired Navy Admiral William McRaven, who led the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, said he did vote for Biden in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. Tonight's the second and last presidential debate in Nashville. With plexiglass dividers and to prevent interruptions, opponents' mics turned off for 2 minutes at a time. Former Republican Missouri Senator John Danforth, a debate commission member, rebuked the president for claiming the commission is biased against him. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.